The solution which I have just been explaining is a compromise between the largest political forces in the House. So there is a large, comprehensive support for this approach, which means that we understand the country needs the money. We want to stand by the side of the people of Moldova. We will not block the financing. We are ready to make the money available very soon. But it all depends on the government. They have launched this this debate on making fundamental changes to the electoral legislation. We are concerned by the lack of transparency, by the speed, and by the non-consensual way of the debate. But at the end of the day, it is the Venice Commission which is the highest authority in those matters. We are going to wait for the feedback of the Venice Commission, and this is basically undisputed by the large political groups in the parliament and by the pro-European ones. Of course, there is a different reading of the situation in which the Republic of Moldova is. The European socialists are more favorable vis-à-vis this government in praising their achievements, while, of course, we are more in line with the factual approach of the European External Action Service of the Commission, which says that much has to be done in fighting corruption, in tackling money laundering, strengthening the judiciary, making sure that the judiciary becomes independent, strengthening the banking sector, particularly in light of the big fraud there. So there are political forces who would say, oh, the government did a lot. And then there is political forces who would say, like the objective evaluation of the commission, that, well, much more has to be done. And the pace of reforms in line with the demands of the people, particularly on the judiciary, needs to increase. So there are different political evaluations on the situation in the country, but it's not disputed that we need to wait for the opinion of the Venice Commission on the electoral legislation. And only then will we know if this is a government which complies with democratic standards and which takes warnings of international partners serious.